Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. Beamer in for Bellavia here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Final hour. Thank you so much for spending part of your morning and afternoon with me. It means a lot. I always say this when I fill in, but really, really appreciate it. And some really good calls in the last hour and obviously while talking about the Bills in the first 2 hours. I want to, first thing, Jimmy and I were talking about this during the break, and I think we're going to get a petition started. We want to bring the beep back at the top and bottom of every hour. I don't know how long you guys have been listening, but there used to be a tone. It was set perfectly to the top and bottom of every hour. So, you know, you'd hear the headlines bed and you hear beep. It was perfect. And they took it away. It's not there anymore. But I think we need to get a petition to bring back the tone at the top and bottom of every hour. What do you think? Let me know on the text board. Do you agree with me? Or do you think maybe, Joe, just let that one go? That's a thing of the past. We'll see. All right. I want to get to something that, you know, it's these things that you say it's shocking, but then you kind of put it in perspective and it's not as shocking. Joe, what the hell are you talking about? Well, Regal Movie, the company behind Regal, the movie theater company, they're closing 39 theaters around the country. Two of them right here in Western New York. The one on Elmwood Avenue and Transit Road. Now, these are quite popular movie theaters. You know, growing up, we always went to the Transit Regal. Oh, first, hey, Jimmy, first text. Nobody cares about the stupid beep. So we're 0 for 1. Growing up, the Transit Regal, that's where we would go see movies. And I remember the first time I moved here in 99. I remember the first time walking into that place and just amazed by the lobby. Now, I came from a small town, okay? And our movie theater in Hornell was, I think, three screens, maybe only two, and there was a little concession stand out in a very small lobby, okay? So imagine 10-year-old Joe Beamer walking into Regal Transit for the first time, and you've got two massive concession stands. You've got the screen up ahead that's just nonstop playing the coming attractions. You've got an arcade. And that arcade at the Transit Regal, I don't know what it is now. That arcade at the Transit Regal when I was a kid had everything. It had everything. It had the games where you could win prizes. It had the racing games. It had the shooting games. It had anything you could ask for. And it had an IMAX. It had a freaking IMAX. So just imagine my amazement walking into this lobby. And, you know, growing up, again, middle school, high school, even college, that was the theater to go to. Now, when I went to college, Madai College, obviously we spent a lot of time at the Elmwood Regal. You'd go see a movie. You'd take a date to the movies. You would go to the Elmwood Regal. A very nice theater. Was also where they would premiere some movies when we would get passes here. Then you had AMC come out with the very comfortable chairs, and you had, you know, the new Regals put in the comfortable chairs and all that. But then we've hit this time. I don't know if we'll ever go back. Okay, the Regals in Lancaster, but you know what I mean, on Transit Road. We've hit this time now where most movies are going right to streaming. You know, they're maybe spending 30 days in the theater and then going right to streaming. I mean, I remember as a kid, there would be some movies we'd go see, if you remember this, at the Apple Tree Mall for $2. You know, it was in that, remember back in the day, you had movies that would have this time where it has left theaters, but it's not on video yet. And you'd have the cheap movies, the Apple Tree, the Movie Land. And, you know, hey, the Beamer family always liked a good deal. So every now and then, we'd go to the Apple Tree Mall. And we'd go where they had cheap concessions, cheap movies, but still before it was on video. Now, you know, it seems like the only movie I can think of, and let me know if I'm wrong, the only movie I can think of that took forever to go on streaming was Top Gun Maverick. That just showed up on Paramount Plus, I think, right before the holidays. To me, that's the longest time between a movie in the theaters and at home. But I want to ask you, 803-0930, star 930, do you still go to the movie theaters? Do you regularly go see a movie? Or are you at the point now where, you know, we have better entertainment centers at home than we've ever had? We have better sound equipment than we ever had. And maybe, hey, I subscribe to HBO, to Paramount, to Peacock, to Netflix, to Hulu, to Disney Plus. The movie will show up on my screen in no time. Or is it certain movies that will bring you back to the theater? 803-0930, star 930. And if you fall into that category where you haven't been to a movie lately, why? Is it one of the things I just mentioned? What would bring you back to the movie theater? You know, since the pandemic, I have seen two movies in the movie theater. A Quiet Place 2 and some rom-com with J-Lo and Owen Wilson. That was a family thing, okay? I didn't go see it by myself. But before the pandemic, so was it the pandemic? Because before the year before the pandemic, I saw Joker, Super Troopers 2. I think I'm forgetting a few movies. I remember my wife and I, are like fourth or fifth date was to go see a movie at the Regal in Orchard Park. Very nice theater. So what would bring you back to the theaters if you haven't been going? And was the reason you're not going something I listed? Maybe the movies that are coming out don't look good? You know, I've always thought, and maybe this is an awful idea, but I've always thought, you know, they sometimes have those live events that you can go to the theater for. It's usually like a musical event, right? Why not open the theater up for a sporting event? Like, hey, you know, come to Regal, see the Super Bowl, or come to Regal and watch this. Those live events, they've been doing that for a long time now. I've just never seen them try with sports. And maybe that's an awful idea because it's, I don't know. But it's at least worth a try. I mean, you're closing two of the most popular movie theaters, at least for people in the North Towns. Two of the most popular movie theaters are going out of business February 15th. That's a pretty big deal. And I think it shows where the market is and what's next. I mean, Regal's going to have two theaters left in Western New York. They've already sold the Niagara Falls one. They're going to have the one at the mall, and they're going to have the one in Orchard Park. So it'll be very interesting what's next. But what would be your suggestion for movie theaters to bring people back in? Now, as I said at the end of the last hour, my wife and I will be going to one final movie at the Regal Transit, and that is February 10th, the re-release, 25-year anniversary of Titanic. February 10th, 5 days before Regal Transit closes, we are going to go and see the re-release of Titanic in the on the big screen. Now, I think that's not an awful idea. And I know you're going to give me the George Costanza, why would I go pay to see a movie I can catch on cable? But I think if movie theaters played some of these older movies, you know, once or twice a week. Once or twice a week. A funny text came on the text board. Just a funny text. I think that would bring people back to the theater. Like, I'm not going to lie. Titanic is one of those movies that, you know, in the 90s, that was the movie. In the Hornell movie theater, that movie stayed there for, I think, an entire year. I mean, Titanic was such a huge movie at the time. And I think that will bring people to the theater. Yes, I can see it on TV whenever, but I can go see it in the IMAX. I can go see it on the big screen. There is something to that. So maybe, no, you don't want to go see Avatar, which I wouldn't want to go see Avatar. You know, but if you told me that tomorrow the movie 300 is going to be on the IMAX screen Friday night, well, guess what? I'm going to see 300 on the IMAX screen Friday night. I do think that would bring people that don't usually go to the theaters in. And maybe there is something to, let's not put it on a streaming service 30 days after you've released it. It really does seem like Hollywood saying, you know, to heck with these theaters, we're going right to our platforms that we own. And that might be the worst thing for these movie theaters. 803-0930, star 930. That'll get you on. And also the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. When's the last time you went to a movie? What would get you to go more regularly to movie theaters? And your memories of Transit Regal, Elmwood Regal. Like I said, growing up in Amherst, the Transit Regal was the go-to theater. Going to college at Madai College, the Elmwood Regal was the go-to theater. That place was always busy. And that is also like the kind of sad thing to see now. You look at the Transit Regal, you have an empty restaurant, by the way, and you have a parking lot that's on Friday nights, maybe a quarter full. I remember when it was impossible to find a parking spot there on a Friday night. You would have to park all the way at Media Play and walk over to the Regal. I mean, that was the place to be. Friday, Saturday night. You know, what was the big movie when I was in college, Jimmy? Twilight? Was that one? Twilight? I remember taking a date to Twilight at the Regal on Transit. And the place being packed, being absolutely packed. We got there. This is before everything was online. A few things were online, but not everything. This is when we went, we walked in line, bought tickets to like the 8 o'clock showing, and then went to a restaurant on Transit, had dinner, and went back. So we didn't, you know, we didn't get there like, we didn't get there and the movie was sold out. Now you just go online and you pick your seats and you're all set on your phone. 803-0930, star 930. That's the number. What would get you back to the theater? Or maybe you're a regular theater goer. And if so, what's your favorite part of going to the movies? I mean, going to the movies is an experience, right? Now, is that enough to keep them in business? Apparently not. But it is an experience. The problem is, with concessions and the price of a movie ticket, it's almost like going to Six Flags Darien Lake for the day, and you're only there for a few hours. But it is a fun experience. You know, I've seen the movie Joker now, you know, a couple times. And obviously it was great being able to see that on the movie theater, on the big screen at the movie theater. There is something about seeing certain movies at the theater. Now, Wedding Crashers, that movie hits the same on a TV screen than it does the movie theater. I also saw that movie when it came out at the old Galleria AMC that they tore down, and now the Regal's there. But there's obviously an issue with getting people to the theater. And you don't have to take my word for it. Just drive down transit any Friday or Saturday night and compare that to 15 years ago. You know, another theater on transit just closed. The Eastern Hills Movie Theater went out of business. That place had been around forever. Closed. Now, do I honestly believe that Regal Transit's going to stay empty? And again, maybe this is me being too optimistic. I don't see that happening. I do see someone moving in and opening the only IMAX screen in Western New York. I mean, there is something to that. People do like to see stuff on the IMAX. So I don't think it's going to sit empty forever. I don't think it'll be empty that long. But it is telling that Regal, one of the biggest names in movie theater companies, they're closing 39 locations. Two here in Buffalo, one in Rochester, a couple in New York City. I mean, that's very telling. Let's go to Mary in Buffalo. Mary, what do you think of these theaters closing?
Well, I just want to comment on what you were talking about, the Titanic. There is no comparison to watching the Titanic on television compared to watching it on the big screen. I mean, it's just amazing when you see a movie like that on a big screen. And it's sad that they're going to be closing because, you know, there's just certain movies that when you see them on screen, they're just, they make such an impact, you know, on all the things that they do, you know, in the movie. So it's sad, but, you know, when you said the Titanic, I remember going to see it at the movies, and it was amazing. I mean, it just was. So
It was amazing in 97, and Mary, I cannot wait to go see the anniversary showing at one of the last days the Regal's open, February 10th. Right. I'm excited to go see it. You're right. That movie, it is a completely different experience seeing that on the screen than seeing that at home. And I don't care how nice your TV is.
Exactly. And you know what? Movies like Gone with the Wind and those movies like that, there's just so much in them. And to see them on a television, I don't care if you got a big screen TV. It's not the same.
I agree. And I think if they did more of this, like, you know, they have Titanic on a Friday, maybe every Friday have an older movie at the theater that you haven't been able to see on the big screen in decades.
Exactly. I agree. Exactly.
That would definitely bring some people in.
Yeah. Well, thank you for taking my call. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too. Mary in Buffalo opens the line for you. 803-0930, *930. I'm all for that. Again, I'm not saying it will work. I'm not saying it's going to bring the theater business back. But what do you have to lose? Just try something. You know, Titanic this week. Hey, do a weekend showing of the Austin Powers trilogy. Now, that's different because that's probably doesn't hit on the movie screen like it, you know what I mean? It's the same. It's a comedy. But I'd go see that. I saw all the Austin Powers in theaters. I'd go see that again. You know? How about the Bourne trilogy? Not the last one. The last Bourne. Ugh. But the Bourne trilogy. Show those all in the theater. That's the kind of action movie that, I'm telling you, it's better on a big screen than it is at home. And again, I don't care how big your TV is. Those Bourne movies are great on the big screen. 300, that's another one. I mentioned 300. I saw that at the IMAX when it came out. I'd go see that at the IMAX again. If you said we're opening the IMAX one night only, 300, three showings, I'm there. Jimmy and I are there. What about you? 803-0930, *930. Someone said it's sad that movie theaters are being treated the same as shopping malls. And, you know, I think the texter knew what they were doing here. I talk about this all the time. I watch those videos of people walking around abandoned malls, abandoned buildings. And you know what the one similar thing with these dead malls or these abandoned malls? Most of them have an empty movie theater. And now it seems that I'm going to be watching a lot of videos of people walking around abandoned theaters. I hope not. I hope there's a way to turn it around. The drive-through movie industry, now there's only 300 left nationwide, but they seem to not have any problems in the summer packing those parking lots. What can the movie theaters do in the winter to get that crowd to go indoors? 803-0930, star 930. It's Beamer in for Bellavia. One segment left. Talking with you on WBEN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hey, welcome back. Final segment here in News Radio 930 WBEN. Beamer in for Bellavia. Tom Bowerly is up next talking movie theaters. And you're probably like, why are we talking movie theaters? Well, two of the most popular movie theaters here in Western New York are closing. When exact? I said February 15th. That might not be accurate. So they've announced that they're closing after the company that owns Regal filed for bankruptcy, but there's not, to my knowledge, an announced date yet. But what would bring you back to the theater? Because I did read something during the break. Channel 2, WGRZ, did a whole story on this, and they interviewed some people, and they said what I said. You know, the theater, it's an experience. You're going to see a movie in a theater instead of staying home, sitting on your couch and watching it. But when did it move from an experience, where I think a lot of people have it now, because it used to be a weekly thing, right? It was either go to Blockbuster, get a movie, or go to the theater. But at least me personally, going to the theater was a lot more often. You'd see a coming attraction at the theater, and you already knew when you were going to be back at the theater. Oh, we're going to definitely go see that movie. You know, a rainy day, where would you be? The movie theater. An extremely hot day, where would you be? The movie theater. It just used to be, you know, something you would at least go once a month. Now, like I said, I don't even know if I've been once in the last year. And it's almost exactly a year ago that I was last in a movie theater. So what would get you back to the theater? Or maybe you still go. What is your... what is your feeling when it comes to going to see a movie in the theater? Is it still a regular thing for you? Does it have to be a particular movie? And would showing older movies like they're doing with Titanic, would that get you back to the theater? You know, they do this at the drive-in. I just remember during the break. They do this at the drive-in. Every Tuesday, Throwback Tuesday, at the Transit Drive-In, they show movies from the 80s and 90s. Would that get you back, a movie you haven't been able to see on the big screen, on the big screen? 803-0930, star 930. Isaac's in Cheektowaga. Isaac, what do you think of the movie theater industry?
Well, I think the issue becomes to cost versus experience. I mean, now you're spending $100+ to take a family of four to the movies, and you don't know, one, what the content's going to be, and two, what the experience is going to be, because plenty of times I've taken my family to theater just to find out other people have taken our seats and you reserve them now and you can't, you're fighting over making all four of the family sit together on a new release or arguing with people to move out of your seat. It became not worth it. We always go to the drive-ins because you get there early, you're paying next to nothing. You can bring your own food, you play football before the drive-ins, and you can have an experience that you control. Really, your control on the going to the theaters is who's there with you. Are there reasonable people that are going to sit where they're supposed to and let you enjoy the movie? It doesn't happen anymore. Too often than not, it's not enjoyable.
Yeah, Isaac, appreciate the call. I think another thing is the price point, right? Have the theaters priced themselves out of filling the theater. I'm trying to think of a better way to say that. Have they priced themselves out? You know, when movies were cheaper, it was the only option to watch it. Now for most of these movies, do you notice when you see a coming attraction? It says, in theaters or streaming on HBO Max. In theaters or on Amazon Prime. A Netflix movie. On Netflix or in theaters. And yeah, the theater is an experience, believe me. And there are certain movies that I want to see in the theater. But as Isaac says, when you get up to $100, is it just for some families that's, you know, that's too expensive a night out? Yeah, a night at the theater used to be, you know, $4 or $5 tickets, that's $20. And maybe a $30, $40 dinner. You know, you're at $60. And that's going out for dinner. Now, you know, I mean, a popcorn and a drink, you're over $20. But we also all fall for the popcorn trick, right? We all get the big thing of popcorn for the refill. How many of us actually go back and get the refill? Very rarely have I walked out of the theater to get my popcorn refilled. But I always get the big thing of popcorn for a refill. But is it pricing themselves out? When is the experience worth the price? Again, I think for certain movies it is. In my opinion, going to see Titanic, which has not been in the theaters for 25 years, is worth the high price point. What about you? 803-0930, star 930. Jack is in North Buffalo. Jack, what do you feel on the theater industry?
You know, it's funny because I've lived in North Buffalo all my life, and I frequented North Park Theater, and I love local theaters. I don't care if it's a Riviera, the one out in East Aurora, North Park. I mean, that's growing. And it's funny you mentioned popcorn, because when I was a kid in the 60s, we could make a batch of popcorn, throw it in a brown paper bag from Super Duper, whatever, and walk to North Park Theater and bring our own popcorn in. So you'd have to spend money at the concession stand.
That's right.
Now it's hilarious.
Yeah. Now you've got, you know, your popcorn, your soft drink. You're already talking about more than I'm going to spend on probably five dinners this week. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, I don't go to them anymore. I think the last time I was at a theater was, actually, I saw the Goo Goo Dolls at the North Park.
There you go.
A few years ago before. And I just love the venue of a small entertainment.
Yeah.
Facility like that.
There is something very special about those local theaters. North Park, I've seen a few movies at. The Amherst Theater on Main Street, I've seen a few movies at. And there's a lot of characters to those local theaters that I'm glad to see people are still going.
Exactly. I love that. I love that.
Hey, Jack, and appreciate the call, man. Jack in North Buffalo opens a line for you, 803-0930, star 930. And, you know, I would always say, go support your local theaters. I mean, I definitely growing up right down the street from the Amherst Theater, have seen a few movies there. North Park Theater, I think probably everyone listening to my voice has seen something at the North Park Theater. And there's something special about those venues. And I would hate to see those close, you know, obviously out in East Aurora as well. I believe West Heard just bought that theater. And those just have so much character when you walk in, you know, it's still set up like it was back in the day. And there's something really cool about experiencing a movie in those theaters. There's also, you know, now, in 2023, there is something old school about something like the Regal on Transit. And again, it's sad that might be coming to an end. Now, Marie, you were just at the theater.
I was just there on Saturday. In Warsaw, they have the little spotlight theater, and I just adore it. Every time I go by, I look to see what's up. The problem is things aren't there a long time. If I don't catch it right away, it goes away. And like you were saying, it's then on TV. To me, watching a movie on TV is nothing like at the theater. I just get lost. Ever since I was a little kid, going to Eastern Hills and the Regal and everything, I would come out and not even know which way to go. I was so engrossed in the movie, and I think we need that. That's why we go to movies. I think that's our entertainment. When I'm home watching a movie, every commercial I'm popping up, if I'm watching one that has commercials, you know, doing the dishes, doing the laundry or whatever. So dusting, I'm seeing dust bunnies under the TV. So I think it's a great getaway, and the small ones are the way to go. I just hope they never go away because there's never a lot of people there. So I don't know how they stay in business, but I loved it. I went to see A Man Called Otto. Great movie.
Marie, you said it perfectly. There is something when you go see a movie at the theater, even if it's a, I've seen bad movies at the theater. You still do get lost in the movie because that's mm-hmm. all it is. There's nothing around you. If you're, mm-hmm. if you're doing it the way you should, your phone is off and you are just all in on that movie. And yeah, I can definitely relate to walking out of the theater and not knowing, all right, which way's the exit? Exactly. Right. And some movies, there are movies that I've seen again on TV. And I was like, wow, this movie sucked. But I remember seeing it at the theater, and it was great. And I think it's exactly what you're saying.
Right.
Thank you, Marie.
Long live this little theaters.
For sure, for sure. Appreciate it. Marie in Perry opens the line for you, 803-0930. Start 930. There is something about it. I'm trying to think the movie it was. I saw it in the theater. And again, you know, you get lost in the movie. And then I saw it again, you know, a year or so later on TV. And I was like, oh, I don't remember this movie being this bad. But again, you're not... I don't think when you watch a movie on TV, you're ever 100% into it like you are at the theater. I just came up with a great idea. I'm full of ideas today. You know, it's really just a continuation of my old idea. Around the holiday time, all the favorite holiday movies should be at the movie theater, right? Home Alone, Home Alone 2, A Christmas Story, The Santa Claus. All these old Christmas favorites. It's a Wonderful Life. They should all have a run at the theater. You're telling me that wouldn't bring people in? You go do some Christmas shopping, and then you stop at the Regal to watch an old Christmas favorite that you haven't seen on the movie screen in decades? There's something to that. There's something to that. Michael in Tonawanda also has an idea. Michael.
My idea is just to have a dinner and a movie. Give couples the option to go see a good movie and get a nice steak. I think people would sign up for that for a date night.
Michael, and you see these places popping up. There's actually a place like that in Blacksburg, Virginia, of all places, that serves you a meal while you're watching a movie. I think anything should be on the table now to keep these places going.
Absolutely.
Hey, appreciate the call. Michael in Tonawanda opens the line for you, 803-0930. I forgot what the name of the one in Blacksburg is, but you pass it on your way to we pass it the way we go to the stadium. On the way to the stadium for every game. It's a big movie theater. I forgot the name of it. Should have had that ready. I apologize. But I think all ideas are on the table, you know, to bring it back because it is a great experience. And, you know, I talk about putting these old movies on the screen. I would love the idea of bringing my son to watch Home Alone on the movie screen. You know what I mean? I mean, that's been such a tradition watching that movie at home. I'd love to make a tradition every Christmas we go and see this movie at the theater or that movie at the theater. We make a night out of it. I mean, we've talked about the price point. And yes, it is expensive to go see a movie. But there is something fun about planning a night around the movies, right? There is something fun about that. And it does make for a fun night out. The problem is it's not something you can do every week or every month. Someone has brought to my attention that It's a Wonderful Life is on at North Park every year. That's awesome. That's the first I'm hearing of that. I'm going to put that on my to-do list for next holiday. I always like to do as much as I can the holiday season. This Christmas kind of came and went because of the blizzard of 22. So next year, definitely going to go see that. Someone said Regal does play most of the Christmas classics each year in December. Well, now I sound like an idiot. If they do, they do not advertise that well, because I've never heard of that. I'm not saying the texter's wrong. I've never heard that. So maybe it's their word of mouth is not working. Their social media advertising isn't working, because if I had heard that, I would guarantee you I would have been to at least one in the last 2 years. Let's go to, we've got Jim and we've got Jill. And we will start with Jim in Hamburg because he was on hold longest. Jim, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I kind of stopped going to the movies because I don't want to be indoctrinated, preached at, or woke. I want to go and sit and enjoy and have a good movie without somebody trying to change my mind about something.
There is nothing worse.
It was excellent.
There is nothing worse when you go to a movie and, yes, they try to preach to you for 2.5 hours. Believe me, I'm right there with you. And I think that's why if you bring back some old movies, you would get people to go back to the theaters.
Definitely, I would.
Yeah, for sure, Jim. Hey, I don't disagree with you, Jim. I think a lot of people are in that same boat. Jill in Hamburg, comment on the old Walden Galleria Theater.
Hi, Joe. Yeah, I love going to the movies, but when I was a kid, that was the thing to do, was to go to the Galleria Mall, go to the movie theater before it was Regal, and you had, I don't know if you remember going there, but they had that long ramp that you walked up and
yes.
had all the pictures of the celebrity headshots in black and white. It was the best movie theater in the world. I miss it, and it was just the greatest.
Yes, there was a hat shop right outside of it before you would go to the theater. But that long ramp, I remember, as soon as you mentioned the Walden Galleria Cinema, the first thing you think about is that long ramp.
That's the first thing you think of every time I talk about it. But when I talk about my friends, like, the long ramp, I'm like, yep.
So the last movie I saw at that theater before they tore it down and put the Regal in was Wedding Crashers, 2004.
I can't remember the last movie I saw there, but it was the best time ever.
Yeah, it was a fun theater. It was the old school theater. Jill, I appreciate the call. I'm sure I saw more movies there, but the last one I saw was Wedding Crashers. It was actually a family get together to go see Wedding Crashers, which is one of my all time favorite movies. 803-0930, star 930, the number to get on. Someone said, can't afford family of four over $100. I've got to pay for a new stadium on the text board. And, you know, the AMC right across the street, they did a great job. I remember that theater 20 years ago had gotten to the point of you would just avoid it. Like, it would be the theater that had open seats for certain showings, but you'd avoid it. I remember going to a show there. And I can't remember the movie now, so I apologize. And a spider crawled on me during the movie. I do not like spiders. I am not a fan of spiders. But you know what? They've completely gutted it out. I mean, this was years ago. They gutted it out. That AMC across the street on Sweet Home in Maple, one of the best theaters in the area. It's got the comfortable seats. It's got the easy, they all have it now where you can just buy your seat online, get your ticket. It's still, you can pour your own butter. Nothing better than that. I know that's Mazurowski's favorite part of the AMC. So they've done a great job turning that theater around. And again, it's a great place to see a movie, but you compare the lot now to where it was 10 years ago, you can definitely see where the theater industry is struggling. I go back to Regal on Transit, Regal on Elmwood. Those lots used to be packed past midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. I remember when I worked at Lenovo, my buddy and I, after our last delivery, would see what's playing at the Regal Transit, and we'd go make, you know, hey, well, it's 12:30, got nothing to do. Let's go see a movie. If there was a movie we wanted to go see, we'd go see it after work. Now, I mean, I live right down Transit, and let me tell you, that lot is never as full as it used to be. When there was Media Play, where Hobby Lobby is now, you would have to park there and walk over to Regal. But it's just interesting the last few years. And again, obviously, you can't ignore the pandemic, right? I mean, these movie companies during the pandemic went right to streaming, skipped the theaters for most movies, and then they got into a routine of doing that. It's a mixture of the routine of doing that and people expecting movies to be right on streaming. You know, you factor that in with, again, people have better TVs, have better sound systems. I just don't think it adds up to the movie experience. You can have the nicest TV in the world. I don't think it's the same as seeing it on the big screen. But then you factor in the cost and, you know, people's habits have changed. A lot of things factor into it. But I don't think this is the last we'll talk about it, because I think there's some good ideas out there. I'd love to see one of these ideas in practice. If that Regal actually does close on Transit, I'd love to see someone open it up and try a dinner and a movie concept or something different, showing an older movie once a week. You know, but I just can't imagine. And maybe my mind is too much set in the 90s or early 2000s. I just can't imagine Buffalo, New York not having an IMAX theater. I cannot imagine that. Having the closest IMAX be in Rochester. Come on. We can't let that happen. So I again, optimistic, as I talked about in the 12 o'clock hour. Usually I'm pretty optimistic. I just can't imagine there being an empty IMAX sitting in Western New York. But I've been proven wrong before. Hopefully not this time. I want to thank you all for the calls, the texts, all the social media interactions. Always fun chatting with you. I appreciate you listening. You know, I always say this. When you tune in to hear David or you tune in to hear Tom and you hear me instead, your first reaction is probably to change the station. I'm glad you didn't. I'm glad you spent the last 4 hours with me. And stay tuned because you've got 4 great hours of Tom Bowerly up next here on News Radio 930 WBEN. I will see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Tom's next.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.